AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Following the deadly shooting at a Buffalo, New York supermarket, the Justice Department is making a new push to stop hate crimes. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the effort includes grant money.
These grants will support better hate crime reporting to the FBI and will fund states to establish and run reporting hotlines for victims of hate crimes.
Garland says Buffalo is a painful reminder of the devastation of hate crimes. Two people were killed when a man involved in a fight opened fire outside a fast food restaurant in Chicago. Sean Davis was there.
It was a fight at first. It started off as a little fight, but then it got serious when everybody started riding with the parties.
Police in Chicago say the gunman was taken into custody almost immediately and a weapon was recovered. Thousands of ballots with blurry barcodes that can't be read by vote counting machines will delay results by weeks in a key House race in Oregon's primary election. Sherry Hall is the elections clerk in Clackamas County, Oregon.
We are definitely want to get to the bottom of what happened, but we haven't yet. We have an election to get done first.
This affects up to 60,000 ballots, or two-thirds of the roughly 90,000 returned so far in Oregon's third largest county. Dr. Mehmet Oz and David McCormick remain in a near tie in Pennsylvania's Republican Senate primary. The two began staffing up their campaigns with recount specialists as vote counting enters its fourth day. The race remains close enough to trigger Pennsylvania's automatic recount law. A state appeals court has reinstated a new congressional map drawn by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis that could diminish the state's black representation in Washington, a week after a lower court judge said the map was unconstitutional. Six Kansas teenagers have been charged with shooting and killing a 19-year-old man at a park in suburban Kansas City. Stocks are lower again late in the day on Wall Street. This is AP News. The pilot who passed out while flying a Cessna in Florida, forcing a passenger to safely fly and land the plane, is recovering.
A cardiothoracic surgeon at Palm Beach Gardens Medical Center says Kenneth Allen suffered a tear in his aorta, but is making what the doctor calls a remarkable recovery. Allen was flying two passengers to Florida from the Bahamas on May 10th when he lost consciousness. Darren Harrison, one of the passengers, eventually landed the plane after Allen passed out. Allen was suffering signs of a stroke that left the left side of his face droopy and the loss of movement on one side of his body. He then underwent a 9-hour procedure to correct the aortic dissection. I'm Mike Hempen.
Stephanie Kirchner's journey to work in Germany has gotten longer, but she says cheaper. Kirchner left her SUV at home and is using a horse-drawn carriage to get to work. The 10 to 15 minute trip now takes as much as an hour. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.